Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts. All you can eat. Well, I'ma stuff my face to a funky beat. We're gonna walk inside and guess what's up? Put the food on my plate, add some coke in my cup. How's that for Thanksgiving music? It's the Wednesday before Thanksgiving, and that means a lot of us will be traveling and then navigating the supermarket aisles. Could be dangerous out there, people. Be careful.
I'm going to be shopping. I'll be shopping today.
Make sure you have a list and check it twice, John. All right? We've asked takeaway food contributor and friend of the show, Melissa Clark, food writer for the New York Times, to help us get through this relatively unscathed. Reminder
smells
to
good
you.
In the studio. Melissa Clark is here.
We are scooping Butterball this year. The takeaway turkey hotline is open. To help you start your day in the kitchen, send us your questions or your tales of turkey gone awry. My take at thetakeaway.org or 877-8-MY-TAKE if you prefer to do it by phone. Melissa, good morning.
You know, Melissa was here last year doing leftovers from the Thanksgiving dinner. Now she's all about the grocery list.
Well, these aren't leftovers
from last year.
Last year,
right?
Yeah, that was after, right?
These aren't leftovers from last year.
No.
Okay, just want to make sure.
I froze them very well, really. They're going
to
be fine.
First, the list. You go into the market.
Yes.
What, you know, because these are hard times and this is an expensive meal. Mm-hmm. Where should you be spending the money? Where should you be saving?
Okay, well, the first thing is obviously the most important part of a Thanksgiving meal is the turkey, and that's where you want to spend your dough. Because the better the turkey, the better the entire meal. So you're in the supermarket, you're looking at your options. Probably it's too late for you to get a heritage turkey because you usually have to order those ahead. But if you happen to see something labeled heritage turkey, buy it.
Really? What's that?
That is going to be the best turkey you've ever had.
Oh,
that's
really?
A turkey that's raised outside on the farm like we used to have turkeys raised. It's an old breed of turkey.
It's the blue blood of turkey.
Exactly.
Huh?
And it's raised in this really in a way that gives it a very diverse diet. Its flesh has a lot of flavor. It's going to have. It's not going to be top heavy. It's going to have an even, a lot of dark meat too. If you like dark meat, which I do, and it's going to cook up really juicy with a crisp skin. But you probably can't find it. But if you see it, buy it. Next best choice, organic turkey.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, because an organic turkey also it's going to have a very diverse feed. It's going to have eaten a lot of different things. It's probably going to have some outside space too, and it's going to have a well-developed flavor. Okay, if you can't find organic and you can't find that, then go for kosher. Kosher turkeys.
Really?
Yeah, kosher. Mm. People don't really know this, but for kashrut food law, you have to be also humanely raised. That's part of the koshering law. And it also has had, it's already pre-brined for you because it's been salted. So it has a lot of flavor because of that. So those are your choices.
Heritage, organic, kosher.
Exactly.
And then if
worst comes to worst,
spam,
then we go to,
right?
Yeah, then we go to whatever you can find.
But your point here is it's not simply environmental. You're talking about if you cut corners on the turkey, you are running the risk of dryness in the breast and the whole problem.
You just don't get any flavor.
Yep,
I mean, bland turkey has no flavor. The turkeys that have had a good diet have a better flavor.
Right.
So that's important.
And I thought it was because we cook it to an inch of its
life.
Then
don't mess it up in the kitchen. Once you've got your expensive bird, take care of it. You want to make sure, you want to check it, you want to roast it carefully so that you have nice juicy meat all over, season it well, lots of fresh herbs.
Okay, so you put your money down on a good turkey.
Yeah.
Where should you pull back? Where should you save?
Well, this is not your meal for your $25 a bottle olive oils for the most part. Because, we're cooking American food. We're cooking foods with a lot of flavor. We're probably using a lot of bacon and spices and herbs. So you want to take your really refined ingredients like very expensive extra virgin olive oil that's been flown in from Italy, mm-hmm. and your balsamic vinegar that's been aged for 20 years. Those things are expensive, and they probably don't belong at your Thanksgiving dinner.
Waste of time. Okay.
Yeah.
So your El Cheapo vinegar, your El Cheapo oil.
Exactly.
Right.
A little Crisco is fine.
Well, don't
use
Crisco. A little lard. Lard is
potatoes?
Cheap. That's good.
What about potatoes?
Well, that's where another place you want to spend your money is spend it on the potatoes. Because people, potatoes are cheap anyway. So why don't you just buy the best potatoes you can find? It costs $1.89 instead of 99 cents for potatoes from the farmer's market. If you can get to a farmer's market or from a store, look for something called, for sweet potatoes, you want to find Garnet or Jewel sweet potatoes. These sweet potatoes are bred to be very sweet and delicious. Mm. You don't even need the marshmallows.
That's what's right here.
So that's in front of you right now.
We have the sweet potato dish.
And those are good,
excellent,
right?
And it's frankly not as sweet, which I like.
Right. Well, this is what we did. We used really sweet potatoes, the garnet yams, but mm-hmm. instead of putting a pineapple and the brown sugar, this has
why
a little,
make them sweeter? You don't need
exactly,
to.
Exactly.
Right?
This you're going to have the contrast between the sweet and then it has a chili on
excellent.
It. garlic, chili, onions. And this is something that if you serve this to your guests, they're going to wake up. They're going to get out of their, you know, stuffing complacency and say, oh, my goodness, this is delicious.
Nice. Stuffing complacency.
You know what happens. You eat the stuffing. You eat the turkey. This is going to wake them up again.
Great advice, Melissa.
The antidote to tryptophan, right there. Melissa Clark,
right.
New York Times food writer. Thank you for bringing food and telling us all the tips.
Enjoy. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody.
All right.
And Melissa makes a great point. Pound for pound, Thanksgiving is actually a pretty reasonable meal. Even if you do splurge on the turkey, it's only, you know, $13 a pound at the outside.
And it feeds you for weeks.
That's right. That's right. That is so right. We'll have to have Melissa back for that. So we're opening up the lines of the Takeaway Turkey Hotline. Send us your questions and your advice. Beverly in New York says, my mother never made a turkey. She said she could never get it right and really like it, so she stuffed a capon instead, a big chicken that was always juicy and delicious. Every year before we cut into it, someone waved a hand over the bird and said, you're a turkey, you're a turkey, you're a turkey. Call us with your story at 877-8-MY-TAKE or email us at mytake@thetakeaway.org. It's a tough job shopping for Thanksgiving, but you're all going to have to do it. We give you good luck, good shopping, and good travels to all of you this morning. I'm John Hockenberry.
I'm Miles O'Brien. For Celeste Headlee, this is The Takeaway.